fire was well established on arrival of the 1st Brigades right through the old two-storey section of the former hospital. Most people driving past would be able to see it there from McLennan Street. Fire was well advanced into the roof and also threatening the newly constructed apartments in the old nurses' quarters. And there was also some fire penetration into some of the service buildings at the rear, the kitchen area and areas like that. So first arriving CFO brigades obviously got to work pretty rapidly and prevented the fire from getting into those new apartments, and then the long detailed work of pulling the whole thing up.
Okay, but in terms of the old building itself, it was pretty much destroyed?
Absolutely. The fire was well through the roof on the arrival of the 1st Brigades. Realising a building that old, the timber work inside is very, very dry, and once the fire establishes, there's not an awful lot you can do.
Now, I understand the fire is being treated as suspicious. Are you able to say why that's the case at this stage?
Well, obviously the building is unoccupied, and we're not even sure if there was power onto the building. So in the absence of anything else, we have to consider the possibility of some form of suspicious activity. Our fire investigators did a preliminary look at the place yesterday, but some of the walls are pretty wobbly, and we're waiting an assessment from the council building surveyor before we risk putting people inside.
It's a big piece of our local history, isn't it?
Oh, it is, and it quite saddens us. You realise that CFA is much a part of the community as a hospital is, and probably a lot of our members may even have been born in that building, and certainly had a lot of contact with it over the years, and we're certainly saddened to see that big piece of the history of the community go.